Okay, today we're going to continue in the fourth parak of Maseches Trumos, and now we shift gears in Mishnah Zayin, and we're going to talk about the concept of Dimua. We know that there is a halacha that when two items get mixed with each other, there is a halacha of bittul berov, and midaraisa, that's true of truma as well. Truma gets mixed with chulin, it becomes batal berov. However, even though there's a din of bittul berov on a daraisa level, midarabanan, we require more than just rov to be mevatal truma. So the subject of our mission is going to be how much more than rov do we require? It's all going to be in the same ballpark, in the same vicinity. It's going to be roughly a 100-to-1 ratio that's going to be necessary. And even when you have that ratio, whatever the ratio may be, whether it's 100-to-1, 99-to-1, whatever it might be, we're going to see the Shittos in the Mishnah, you're still going to have to take the amount of truma that fell in to the mixture and remove that volume from the mixture and get rid of that and treat that as Bekadushas truma, and only then can you treat the rest of it as chulin. If it's less than that, if you have a 50-to-1 ratio, let's say, or a 70-to-1 ratio of chulin to truma, then it's dimua. Then all of it has to be treated with the chumras of truma, the entire mixture. The truma does not become batel. So let's see the Mishnah. Mishnah Zayin, Rabbi Lazar Omer, truma ola be'echon umeha. Truma becomes batel in 101. 101 means a 100-to-1 ratio, meaning one part, let's say, one sa of truma and 100 sa'in of chulin, where the total of the entire mixture is now 101 sit-in. So that's enough to be mevatel truma. Rabbi Yeshua omer b'me'ev od. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you don't need 101, meaning 100-to-1 ratio. You just need a 99-to-1 ratio, but 99 plus a little bit. 99 and change to 1 ratio, so that the total is now 100 v'od, 100 and a little bit. But v'od zein lo shir. How much that little bit has to be is really doesn't have any, doesn't have any shear. It could be even just a tiny amount. Now you still have to remove that one sa'a from the mixture and give it to a kohen, and then the rest of it, though, is going to be mutter, is going to be like chulin. But then there's a third sheet, Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Omer, va'od kav l'meya sa'a. That va'od has to be a kav, meaning 1/6 of a sa'a for each 100 sa'a of produce, shus l'medameya, meaning, which means 1/6 of the amount of truma that asked the mixture. So if you have one sa of truma that fell into 99 sa of chulin, it's going to ask you, because then it's only 99-to-1. You need 99 sa'a plus 1/6 of the amount of truma that fell in, which in this case 1/6 of a sa'a is a kav. So that's what you're going to need so you have 100 sa'a plus 1/6 of a sa'a in total, and then the whole taroves is going to be mutter. So those are the three shittos in Mishnah Zayin about exactly how much you need. Again, it's all in the same vicinity, the same ballpark. It's either 100-to-1, it's 99 and a mashahu to 1, or 99 and a 6-to-1. Okay, now the next Mishnah Ches, is going to go with the assumption that it's 100 parts of chulin and one part of truma, the first shita, that it's a 100-to-1 ratio. But what happens if you have a mixture of chulin and truma, but some of the chulin is identifiably different than the truma that fell into it? So some of the chulin you can identify is not part of the, is definitely not from the truma. So Rabbi Shua Omer, Te'inim Shcharus Ma'alasos Halavanos. If you have white truma figs and they became mixed in with white and black chulin figs, the black chulin figs team up with the white chulin figs to be mevatel the truma. And Levanos Ma'alasos Shcharus. And if black truma figs get mixed in with white and black chulin figs, the white chulin figs are going to team up together with the black chulin figs to be mevatel the truma. And the chiddush, of course, is that even though you can identify, you know that the truma fig is what color it is, whether it be white or black, so it's not logical to include the figs of the other color in the count to be mevatelit. But the chiddush of the Mishnah is that we still count them, because if you'd mash all 101 figs and just smush them all together and they would lose their color, they would just all become gray at that point, so then the truma fig would be batel in 100. So even though they weren't mashed yet, the Bartanur explains, we view it as if they are mashed, and therefore it becomes batel. Why are we so makel about this? Because midaraisa it's batel b'rov anyway. You have to remember the whole thing is only a din midarabanan. So since midaraisa it's batel b'rov, and this whole din is a din midarabanan, they need 100-to-1 ratio. So we're going to be makel about the details of the 100-to-1 ratio. So igule dvela, if there's a mixture of small and big fig cakes of chulin and a small or big cake of truma gets mixed in, the big chulin cakes can join together, team up together with the small truma cakes, with the small chulin cakes to be mevatel the small truma, and small chulin cakes can join together with large chulin cakes to be mevatel the large truma cakes. And again, it's the same idea as the first halacha in the Mishnah, that even though we can identify what is chulin and certain items in this mixture as definitely being chulin and not being the truma that fell in, we still allow that to contribute to the number that is necessary to be mevatel. Now, ha'igul malan asam melabnim, if there's a mixture of round and rectangular fake cakes of chulin, and there's a cake of truma that got mixed in, whether it be round or whether it be rectangular, they all team up, all the chulin teams up to be mevatel. And vice versa, meaning even though, again, you can identify it as being different, so this is a third case. We had three ways of identifying what's different. We had the color is different, or we had the size is different, and now we have the shape is different. And in all those cases, we allow the chulin to be mevatel the truma, even though you can identify it as definitively not being truma. Rabbi Eliezer Oser, but in all those cases, Rabbi Eliezer says, how could that possibly work? How could you allow that which is definitely chulin and not part of the mixture to help be mevatel the truma? So if the color is different, if the shape is different, if the size is different, no way. They're all going to be aser. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva, takes sort of a compromise approach. Biyodua mat nafla, when you know what type of truma fell in the chulin, ein malazu azu, then certainly you're not going to have bittel from the other type. Ukshen yodua mat nafla, but if you don't know exactly which type fell in, you don't know whether it was a small or large truma cake, you don't know whether it was a black or white truma fig, you don't know whether it was a square or round truma cake, so then ma'alos zoazu. Since you can't identify definitively any particular chulin as being definitively chulin, so therefore it's all going to contribute to the sense of bittel. So to quickly summarize what we learned today, in Mishnah Zayin we learned that there are three shitos as to how much chulin you need to be mevatel truma. Either you need 100-to-1 ratio, or you need a 99+ to 1 ratio, or you need a 99 1/6 to 1 ratio. And in Mishnah Ches we learned that there are three shitos if you have different when you're looking at the bittel. If you have something that is part of the chulin is identifiably different than the truma that fell in, whether it be in shape or in size or in color. I just went backwards. It should have been color or in size or in shape. So we have three shitos. One shitan kama shita is that all of the chulin is mitzdarif anyway to be mevatel the truma. Then we had the second shita, who was the second shita, was Rabbi Eliezer, that said that no, there's none of it is none of the chulin that's of a different type than the truma is going to be mevatel the truma. And then Rabbi Kiva said, well, it depends if you remember what type the truma was. If you remember what type the truma was, then the chulin of the other type is not going to be mitzdarif to be mevatel the truma. But if you don't remember what type the truma was, then the chulin of the other type will be mitzdarif to be mevatel the truma. Okay, Bezrum, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Tess.